5 extra minutes. Mummy says it's time for bath and bed.
Oh, no, Bert. I don't want to go to bed yet. I want to stay in my play with Mr. Sophie and Nita Bella. I haven't got them to sleep yet. I don't want you to go to sleep.
Baby, please don't be naughty. You asked for 5 more minutes and Mummy's given you more than 5. You had plenty of time to get Sophie and Bella to sleep. Turn them off now, please. Then come and have your bath. Impy, I don't believe I saw you do that. Poor Sophie and Bella. Princesses don't throw things because they can't get their own way. Put them in the toy box nicely, please, then go and get in the bath. It'll be cold if you don't get a move on.
Oh, poor Sophie and Bella, not in the mini buttons.
I should think not, indeed. What have Sophie and Bella ever done to you?
I'm going to have my
mom. Because they're too heavy to hang on the curtains. You don't want them to fall down and break, do you? Because the mirror's too thick, Impy. And before you ask, they can't sleep with you because they are all hard and they might hurt you in the night if you roll on them. Now, come on, Impy, darling, lay down. You've got Boofy here. Look, what's Boofy going to say if you'd prefer a couple of squeaky little monkeys to him?
Oh, but they're nice. I wish I could have a wheel with a monkey. I'd like a wheel with a monkey.
No, you wouldn't. It would wreck your beautiful room and bite you to pieces.
Would you really, Bird?
Explain, Impy. Not many people keep them now. You have to have a special license. A special piece of paper saying you're allowed to keep a pet monkey. Because they're dangerous, like I said just now. They're also really expensive. They don't like being kept as pets in tiny little cages and all alone. Monkeys need to be in groups like they are when they live in the jungle. That's why you've seen them on Mummy's Monkey Program. Because lots of pet monkeys need rescuing. No, sweetie. A pet monkey would be just as unhappy as a pet fairy would be.
A pet fairy? You didn't have a pet fairy. You didn't ever catch a fairy. And anyway, there's no such thing as fairies.
How do you know, Miss Clever? Lots of people say there's no such things as leprechauns, but here I am, aren't I? And my brother Tomo caught a fairy once and tried to keep it as a pet.
Really?
Yes, really. Oh, I don't know, Impy. I don't know if I like you tonight. You're all sulky and whiny. I think they've taken Princess Lacey away and put a nasty little imp girl in her place.
No, they haven't taken Princess Lacey away. They haven't. She won't suck anymore. You'll see.
She'll be the sweetest little
Princess Lacey ever. If you tell her this story about
Tomo
and the fairy, you'll see.
Okay, Impy. Let me just get onto the bed. Shift your legs, you great big lump. That's better. Now then, my brother Tomo was a year older than me and a lot bigger.
Is that the one you told us about who's always getting in fights?
That's him. He was always a nastyling for as long as I can remember. He would grub up worms so that he could chop them in half and pull the wings off butterflies and all kinds of horrible things. I know. I used to get them away from him if I could, but he was a lot bigger than me, like I said, and he'd fight me off if I tried to interfere with anything he really wanted to do. I tell you, Impy, I was scared of him.
I would have been scared too, but I would have been too.
Well, this one day I'd been out to the big bushes near our colony to get some flowers for our mum. This one particular type of bush came into flower in March, and the flowers made nice soup or stew. They were delicious raw, too. It was yummy. We younger ones could pick the lower down ones, but you had to hunt for them. I had a big basket full. It was quite heavy. I was heading back towards the big main doors to go inside when I heard this kind of squeaking and crying. It was so high, Impy, you couldn't have heard it, but we leps can hear things that others can't. Just a minute, Impy, and I'll tell you. Well, I put down the basket and went towards where the noise was coming from. There was a high bank with all weeds and nettles growing thickly on it, and hidden in a patch of stinging nettles, there was a kind of cage made of sticks which had been tied together with bits of old fishing line. You've seen that, haven't you, Impy? It's very fine, but very strong. It would take strength more than I'll ever have to break it. That's right. Inside the cage was what I took at first to be a big dragonfly. Oh, it was beautiful, Impy, all emerald green and silver. But when I looked closer, I saw it was a beautiful little fairy with emerald green wings and long silver hair floating all around her. She was flying around and around the cage, screaming and crying in fright. And crouching by the cage was Tomo, grinning all over his nasty big face and poking at her with a stick. Something very silly. I was so angry that I ran at Tomo before I thought what I was doing and jumped on his back. He was so surprised, he toppled over, but my advantage didn't last long. Before I knew where I was, he had pinned me down. And, well, I won't tell you the next bit, sweetie girl. Let's just say it didn't end well for silly old Bert. Don't cry, Impy, darling. It was a very long time ago. Are you sure you want me to go on with this story?
Oh, yes, I do. Please go on. I want to hear what happened to the little fairy.
All right, then. Well, I woke up with a big bump on my head. I was lying on the grass, covered in bruises and nettle stings, a few feet from the bank. I went to see if the cage was still there, but it had gone. So had all the flowers in my basket. That horrible Tomo had eaten every single one, and I'd taken hours finding them. Well, if I didn't want to make Mum Hopping mad, I'd just have to get more. So I scraped myself up off the grass and headed back to the bushes. I was hunting for more flowers and had just found a good patch, when I suddenly heard a tiny little voice calling. Here! I'm here! Come here! Right again, Impy. Tomo had big muscles, but his brain was tiny. He never thought that, having taken all my flowers, the first place I'd go was straight back to the bushes for more. He thought those thick bushes would be a safe hiding place, the idiot. I did laugh. There the cage was. He hadn't even hidden it very far inside.
Hello, Tomo.
Yes, indeed. Well, I asked the fairy how Tomo had caught her, because you were right when you said that normally you can't catch a fairy. They're so fast and so magical, they just disappear. Well, the fairy told me that she'd been gathering nectar in some elderflowers when she'd got tangled up in a great big cobweb. It had stuck all around her, and she'd dropped her magic wand, which was also tangled up in the cobweb. She'd been trying to get it free when Tomo came along and found her. He'd taken her, but left the wand behind, so she had no magic at all.
Oh, goodness gracious! So what did you do then?
Well, I knew we had no time to lose. Tomo might be back at any minute. He could move the cage again, or pull her wings off, or anything. I asked her where the elderflowers were. Luckily, they weren't too far away. I zapped there, and sure enough, there was the great big cobweb, high up on an elder bush. And sitting right in the middle, there was a great big spider.
Oh, no! You didn't search the cobweb for the wand with that sitting there. Did you have to hit it with your shoe?
Hit it with my shoe? What an awful thing to suggest. Of course I didn't hit it with my shoe.
Well, what did you do then?
I said, you are an ugly great brute, aren't you? The spider looked at me then. Yes, I said, you're really ugly. In fact, you're probably the ugliest thing I've seen today. The spider started to get up, but then it sat back down again. And I said, you're hairy. Look, hairs everywhere. Disgusting, I said. The spider was angry, I could see. Spiders are very full of themselves, Impy. They hate being insulted. The spider had got up, and it was quivering all over, but it was still on the cobweb. I had to get it to come down off the elder bush, because beneath its legs, I could see a glint of silver. Impy, it had sat its fat behind right down on the fairy's wand.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes. Of course, I said. Those hairs wouldn't look so bad if you weren't going grey. Your skin's all wrinkly too. Shame you don't take better care of yourself. You've really let yourself go, you know. No, it didn't, Impy. It sidled up to the very edge of the cobweb. I could see it was just dying to come down and get me, but still it held back. I thought for a minute, and then I played my trump card. And I said, "You are so, so fat. I mean, really humongous. It's a wonder that web can take the strain." That did it. Being called fat on top of everything else was just too much for spider flesh and blood to bear, and it leapt off the cobweb and down the elder bush towards me. But I wasn't there. The second it leapt down, I leapt up. I reached into the middle of the web. Sure enough, there was a tiny silvery magic wand with a glittering jeweled star at the end. It was the work of a second to lean in and grab it. Then I bounded down the elder bush again. The spider was still looking for me and didn't even notice as I flashed past him, running as hard as I could, and zapped back to the bushes. Thank the stars she was. I slid a wand through the bars of the cage to her. In a second, she'd broken it open and was soaring free into the air. She flew around me in a circle, dropping crystal clear dewdrops on my hair. And she said, "Thank you, thank you." Then she flew away. And do you know, Impy, when I went to pick up my basket, it was full to the brim. No, piled high with flowers. Really huge flowers. Much better than the ones I'd had before. It was. And I'll tell you another strange thing. After that, Tomo still got angry with me, a lot. But he never quite seemed able to bash me up. I don't know why, but he never hit me ever, ever again after that day. I think those dewdrops the fairy put on me stopped him. You see, fairies need to be free to be happy, like most wild animals. There are some that are rescued or kept so that they don't die out altogether. But mostly, they need to live naturally.
They are nice though, Auntie Bert. I do like to look at them all the same.
I know you do, Lacey Loves. If you're a good girl, maybe one day we could go in Michael's car to the place where all the happy rescued monkeys live in groups. In the great big acres and acres of land that they have. So it's as near to them living in the wild as possible. Would you like that?
Oh, yes I would, Bert. I would like that an awful, awful lot. It would be brilliant.
Come on now. You go to sleep, and you can dream about the monkeys. And hey, look, there's nothing to stop you having all the toy ones you like. If you save your pocket money, you could have your own monkey group of fingerlings, couldn't you?
My own little fingerlings group? I'd really like that, Bert. That would be nice.
Snuggle down now, sweetie girl. Time for the song. Hands together, eyes closed.
I got a frog in my foot.
Okay, Impy darling. One evening as the sun went down and the jungle fire was burning, down the road came a pretty maid and she said, "I'm never turning. I'm going to a land that's far away beside the crystal fountain where there's peace and joy for each girl and boy. It's the big rock Candy Mountain."